new summer timetable commences from Sunday the 19th of May. There are a number of changes to train times, including some earlier departures. Please ensure you pick up a timetable at your local station or visit your train operator's website.
You just thought interrupted the clearly important message there, which I've got no idea what he said. Why were you distracted? As if I didn't know.
Did somebody walk past with a kebab?
Or something equally yummy.
Lovely pair of kebabs.
So it's that time again. There's 1, 2, 3 of us. Which one are you? Say no evil, hear no evil, or speak no evil?
Yes.
Thought you would be. And on my left-hand side...
He's just evil.
He's just evil. That just says it all, doesn't it? Yeah, so we're here again, and it's Friday. It's Friday the... No, it's not. It's Thursday.
Thursday
the 16th.
Otherwise you missed a day,
yeah. Thursday the 16th.
Quieter than normal, I thought, yesterday.
It's nearly 25 past 10.
Yeah, which is a bit late for us, but I've been very late. I've been a very naughty boy. I've been out and about already. And we're heading down to Brighton for the usual... Which involves sitting in a pub, drinking a few pints of beer, and then drinking some more pints of beer, then missing a band, drinking some more pints of beer, having a kebab, drinking some more pints of beer.
Standing in the wrong queue for an hour.
Of course, at least doing that.
That is the stuff of legend, isn't it?
It is the stuff of legend, yeah.
Before I joined...
Oh, that was before you were there, yeah.
But we're standing in the queue, waiting to see Nouvelle Vague.
Oh, no, you're not.
So, it is, in fact, The Great Escape. Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's me, it's Pete Cogle. It's PCP 439, and yes, it is the episode when we covered The Great Escape. It seems like a long time ago. In fact, it was a long time ago because the last day was last Saturday, and it's a week ago. And God, I think I needed the week to recover, actually. Sort of 3 days of heavy gigging, heavy drinking, and heavy, well, very much enjoying ourselves with some fantastic music. So who was that first artist? That was a band called The Balconies. You can find them at thebalconies.ca, which of course tells you where they come from. They come from Canada, and they are from Toronto, over in Canada. And we always spend some time watching the Canadian bands play. I think we saw four bands, at Blind Tiger, which is one of the places in Brighton where they have the Canadian events taking place. Very good it was too, and we rather enjoyed ourselves. So who are we? Of course, well, there's me, there's Mr. Grumbler, and there's Mr. Clitheroe. And of course, if you listen to Mr. Clitheroe's Suffolk and Cool on Wednesday, just gone, you'll find he was also talking about these various bands and played a couple of tracks I'm going to play for you today. So a bit of a Suffolk and Cool first play there. Oh dear, dear, dear. Right, let us move on. This is a band I didn't see live. Peter rushed off. I stayed to watch the band after this. The band after this is called A Tribe Called Red. I've played them before, but you'll hear a little bit more about them in a minute. But the band that Peter went to see, I rather liked as well. They're called Hjaltalin. Hjaltalin. They're from Reykjavik in Iceland. This is a track called Forever Someone Else. I'm not alone.
from our nation's capital, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. It's a beautiful place, 4 months of the year. Give it up for A Tribe Called Red.
Thank you very much for having us.
Caught up in can't catch a single word that I throw you. Never mind the plates or the fish. Now I've got to make a choice or two. Thought I told you to get away from me. No matter what I do, it doesn't please you anymore. But I take you home, and I take the blow, and I'd wait alone. And I'd love to know tonight if you know.
We're in a coffee house. We're both civilised start to day two. What do you think of day one then, Jim?
Rather good, actually.
It's rather stunning, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah. Did you have any particularly memorable moments?
Yes.
Can you remember what they are?
No.
That's why they're not memorable.
No. Well, I was expecting the balconies to be good.
Right.
But I was blown away by how good. And indeed, the last band of the day as well really impressed me.
They were an Indian rock band, Blick from Bombay.
Very, very good.
And I don't know whether that was just because it was so unexpected, or it was like the sort of the the juxtaposition of two completely different cultures,
exactly,
where they were
exactly
from and their music.
But, and they were giving away CDs, and we put a CD in the yeah, player this morning as we were having breakfast.
To start the day.
And it was just bloody marvellous.
Brilliant, brilliant.
So some yeah of that in the show, I think.
Yeah.
Much, very much indeed. And today, what are you going to be doing, Mr. Snelling?
Oh, well, hanging around the delegate bar for us.
Oh, yeah, the delegate bar. Yeah.
Delegate bar.
Yeah, is that because you're a delegate?
That's because yeah, I'm a delegate, yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you going to do, Pete?
Well, I'm a delegate, so I'll be within the delegate bar as well, looking for CDs. Yeah. You, Pete, you're not a delegate, are you?
No, I'm not a delegate. I don't really need to be a delegate these days.
Don't you? Don't you? Oh, is that right? So where will you be slipping today?
I think I might just catch a band or two later.
Okay. And what about lunchtime? What will you be doing?
I forget now.
I think you said earlier. Did he say it earlier? I think he said earlier.
Yeah, once or seven times.
He's going for lunch with the Aussies,
yes,
which I'm sure you'll enjoy.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so while you're having lunch, we'll buy our own.
Yeah.
Okay. In the delegate bar.
Lovely.
Where we will probably get lots of CDs and stuff.
Standing up.
Yeah. And you're going for a curry, aren't you?
I'm actually
going
to be sitting down.
Bastard. Right then, and we'll meet later on for some more of the same, some wonderful music. Any particular bands today?
Oh, I've forgotten.
I can't remember either. We've got some Norwegian punk band that Rowley recommended.
Burning Bar. I miss Rowley, you know.
Yeah. Oh, Rowley, yeah. How is he, by the way?
He's a bit poorly.
Is he?
Yeah, he's had a stroke.
He's had a stroke?
Yeah. Which, I mean, obviously, you know, as a dog.
It's occupational hazard, really.
Yeah.
Rather than this being the for smoothing down the first stroke, he's had a what's named spinal thingy injury stroke.
Oh, yeah.
And he's lost the use of one of his legs.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. This is quite inconvenient for the poor little bugger, actually, because every time he wants to go up the loo, we have to pick him up with a towel round his middle.
His missus isn't going
to
like that.
No, and you have to be very careful you don't catch his little winky as well.
Oh, well. Yeah, well.
Because
yeah,
unfortunately he's not particularly well endowed.
No.
Is that Rowley?
No.
I've heard that about Rowley.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're hoping that he'll improve. He's dabbing it on the ground every now and then. His leg, obviously, not his winkle.
Yep. What's that?
No. I just remembered who I was hoping to see if I'm out of lunch at 2 o'clock. Franco and the Dreadnought.
Oh, there.
Guy from Manchester.
Yeah.
Just him and his guitar. His guitar's a Dreadnought.
Oh, right. Okay.
Franco and the Dreadnought, and they're playing Fiddler's Elbow at 2 o'clock.
Well, we should be watching Jacko something, won't we?
Yeah, we will be watching. Yeah. Well, you get a bit of CD over that.
See
that.
If I can catch Franco and the Dreadnought, and then. Yeah, nothing much else. I thought I'd go to church at 9 o'clock, but I'm.
Well, that's the first time.
Yeah.
You got to confess or something.
Joseph Salvet.
Well, if he's going to confess, then he better book his bloody taxi because he'll miss the last train.
He will.
He's not going to start until 9 o'clock.
Absolutely. Yeah. Could be a long time.
It could be.
Yeah. Shall we go then?
3, 2, 1, fight.
Stop! Yeah, you're mad!
guitarists. Well, I certainly woke you up. I certainly woke me up anyway. That was a band we went to see on the recommendation of Mr. Rolly Cutler from the Dark Compass and Dark Compass Metal Show, of course. That was a track. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce it. It's in Norwegian. The band's called Honey Barna, which is Honey Children or Honey Kids. And the track is translated as Downtime. There was definitely no downtime there. They were definitely full on. Saw them at a marvellous little venue. It's not a particularly nice little venue, but it's entirely suited their style. It's under the railway, basically, at Brighton. It's a place called the Green Door Store. Smelling faintly of urine. Gutters running down the middle of the where the stage was. Obviously, in the past, it's been used for some such nefarious purposes. Not quite sure what, but it was a perfect place to see a five-piece band called Honey Barna, which we rather enjoyed. It was a bit of a surprise, really, because I don't really like that sort of stuff, but full energy. Very, very nice guys, indeed. One of them, the lead singer, was sort of wearing a blue little t-shirt, or blue jumper. Looked like he was wearing a school uniform, actually. Very polite. Played the cello as well, but transformed one on stage to this shouty Norwegian. Very, very good it was too. And we did have a bit of a sing-song in Norwegian. No idea what it was about. I'll play that track next week. Very, very good indeed. Very nice. They are from Kristiansand in Norway. You can find them at honeybarna.no. Before that, you heard the three of us having a complete bollocks chat, as usual. Gesticulation, as we call it, which is talking bollocks while waving your arms about. And that was preceded by a track called Minus the Makeup by Bleck. They are found at soundcloud.com/Bleck, B-L-E-K. Band from Mumbai. One of a few, I don't know how many bands from Mumbai had flown in, but there was one particular CD that they give us. I've had a look now, and I've got the CDs in front of me here, and there's a variety of them. This is from a CD called Stupidities, or Stupid Ditties, depending on how you pronounce it. Number 5. All four are available from a record label called enuid.bomb.com, which I shall be playing more from, because there's some fantastic stuff, and I'll play a bit of chat from another band a bit later on in the show. They were very good, as I said, from Mumbai, down in Comedia Studio Bar, which is a tiny little place. The poor guys looked a bit miserable in some ways, because it's cold, they said. They said, "Man, we're from Mumbai, it's fucking cold." Why did they do that in a South African accent? I've no idea. But it was something to do with Bleck, I think. Very, very good indeed. They really, really enjoyed themselves. And as Paul quoted that, the bass player was one of the biggest Indians he's ever seen in his life. He was a huge fella, absolutely amazing. Very, very good indeed. Before that, we heard Masochist by Catfish and the Bottlemen. We've played them before on the show, of course, catfishandthebottlemen.com, as recommended by a guy from Secret Archives Massive, and went and had a chat with them afterwards, and they were sort of pleased to know that somebody had been following them and come to see them. So they were from Llandudno in Wales. Very good it was. And then before that, we had Red Riddim featuring Eastern Eagle, which is by A Tribe Called Red, and we played them before as well. You can find them at atribecalledred.com. You can download their first album for free now. That comes from the new album. It's called Nation to Nation, and it's a group of three Aboriginal DJs, producers from Canada. Obviously, you know, very much into their Native American or Native Canadian, Native North American, I think is what you might probably should call it, music, and infusing that with sort of hip hop beats. Paul didn't like that one, but as he pointed out, there was a smoking room outside, so that's where he went, while Peter was, of course, watching Hjaltalin. So, good stuff. Should we go on? Let's go on to the next track. This is a band we saw next in towards the end of the evening, called Jacko Gardner. We saw them in the studio bar as well, pretty much the same place as we saw Bleck. And this is day two, I think. We saw this band on day two, and this is a track called Where Will You Go, style very much like the new psychedelia I used to play an awful lot of in sort of 2006-2007, and renewed my interest in it, actually. So more tracks, I think, to come. Anyway, this is Where Will You Go by Jacko Gardner. The very sweet and very nice Jacko Gardner and his band, four-piece band, and very, very good, very tight band indeed. Boom, much like them. They're from Amsterdam, the Netherlands. Comes from an album called Cabinet of Curiosities, very much in the sort of new psychedelia sort of phase, playing some sort of old movies in the background, and generally sort of you know, hippie trippy stuff, which is very, very good indeed. In fact, playing some very old Pink Floyd from 1967, I believe, when they were sort of setting up. So very much in that mood. You can find them at Jacko Gardner. That's J-A-C-C-O Gardner .com. Excellent stuff. I'll be playing more from them as time goes on. Now, the next couple of tracks are from Australian bands, and the first one is a band called Velociraptor. I didn't know what to expect when we saw them. We just thought surf rock, fair enough. We'll try some surf rock. We'll see what they're like. I'm not quite sure exactly how many members there are in the band. On the album cover, there appears to be, or well, albums covers, there appears to be 12 of them. On stage, there was 10 of them. There are one bassist, one keyboard player, one singer, and one drummer, and upwards of six. Guitarist, which is, you know, absolutely amazing. So I think there might be even more. I don't know if they all play very well, but they all just enjoyed themselves. And you know what? It didn't bloody matter. Very, very good indeed. We had a quick chat with Jeremy, who's the lead singer, afterwards, and he sort of thoroughly enjoyed himself as well. And went on to play another set a little bit later on in a completely different style, in an acoustic style, in the museum, which is a strange place to play a gig, but very nice it was too. Anyway, they are from Brisbane in Australia, and then after that, well, you're going to have a very interesting conversation with some men with beards.
I would do it, I would do it, if that's what you want, I would do it just to prove it, if that's what you want. Take a look at me. It's what you do to me.
Very amateur with the members of the Beards. So yep. Tell me who you are.
Yeah, I'm Johan Beardraven, and I have a beard. Oh, I sing Lee Beard.
You have a really good looking
Thanks,
beard too.
John, you have a great beard.
I'm John Beardman Jr. and I also have a beard, and I play the drums and cymbals.
And we just shook hands, but you can't really
see that, but it was a very manly shake.
Well, that's what men with beards like to do, is shake each other's hand and stroke each other's beard.
At a minimum, we like to shake each other's hands.
I'll get my water close. Rub
the microphone on that.
That's it being rubbed, yeah.
That is all beard.
It is all beard, 100%
beard.
So do you sing any songs about anything other than beards?
What the hell are you talking about?
That's the sort of question that...
Is that like insulting? You in a big way there. I do apologise, dude.
That's the sort of question we'd expect from someone as beardless as yourself.
Well, I
told you not to ask.
You did. But I didn't listen.
Can we have this guy ask the questions?
Go on.
He's got a bit of a beard. So, my beard took me minutes to grow. How about yours?
Same. We just pop out a fresh beard for each gig.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's alright.
Same colour every time or different?
Usually the same colour, but it has different shades. Yeah. Different shades of beard. 50 awesome. Shades of beard.
Kind of beard psychedelia, kind of thing.
A little bit.
Cool.
Yeah. I like that.
Beards. We are pro beard, by the way.
And we're also a band from Australia, the land of beards.
Yeah. Where can we find you on the net?
You can go to thebeards.com.au
for AU. Grow a beard.
I get it.
We're shaking hands again.
That's a good one.
But we have some YouTube and we have some Spotify's and some Facebooks and some Tweeters.
Yeah,
we got all of that things.
We've got all of the things that a band has.
So if we were to play a track from your latest CD now, what would it be?
Probably the most important track for you to play right now is You Should Consider Having Sex with a Bearded Man, because we're really. We're educating people about beards, but we're also trying to change attitudes as well.
Right.
And one of the attitudes from a female perspective is they're a little bit scared of the beard, of the raw power of the beard. So
rightly
we've written a song to kind of encourage them to think about having sex with bearded men. And so far, we've heard reports that a couple of women have considered it.
Yeah.
We've heard reports.
We've heard verbal reports.
We've heard people have considered having sex with people before.
Right. Now, that may or may not be true. Yeah. We don't know. But it sounds like a step in the right direction.
Let's play that now. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Beards.
Great log.
Sex with a Bearded Man. Oh, you should consider having sex with a bearded man by the Beards from Adelaide in Australia. You can find them, of course, at thebeards.com.au. As these guys said, AU, get a beard. Only person I know with a beard quite as epic as those guys was Louis Cantor from Secret Archives. So that goes out to Louis. Before that, we had Velociraptor, of course, as I said, also from Australia, but from Brisbane. And you can find them at velociraptor.com.au as well. That's obviously the suffix to have if you're in Australia. Right, that was the tracks and the bands that we saw and we heard. I will probably pull you some tracks from there, other bands and stuff as time goes on. But let's go and listen to some of the bands that we didn't get to see, because there's always plenty of them as well. This is from the compilation Stupid Ditties, or Stupid Ditties 5. Another band from Mumbai in India. They're called Punk on Toast. This is a track called For Hire.
Fuck you. Hey, hey! Wait, wait! No way! No way! Hey, hey! Tell me what you mean to say. Wait, wait! I'm really getting paid. No way! What you say? Hey, go away! Hey, go away! Hey, hey! Tell me what you mean to say. Wait, wait! I'm really getting paid. No way! Go away and 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 go 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 go. Hey, hey. Wait, wait. Go away. Go away. Hey, hey. Tell me what it means. Says wait, wait. I'm really getting late. No way. Go away and go away. Hey, hey. Tell me what it means to say. Wait, wait. I'm really getting late. No way. What you say? Go away and 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 go 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 go.
Punk on Toast from Mumbai. You can find them at reverbnation.com/punkontoast. And yeah, there's quite some, this amazing selection of Indian heavy bands, as you might expect. Well, I mean, as you say, what I might expect. You sort of think of India as sort of obviously, you know, relying on its in Indian influences, mixing that with perhaps dance girls. Yeah, but there's an awful lot of heavy bands out there. Very good, it was. That was a track called For Hire. Now, there's a few bands that were playing that were Brighton bands. One or two on a CD, which they were giving out, called The Tipping Point. Your first point for emerging music at the Great Escape. So it goes. Some of these bands were from Brighton. This is the first of them. This is not the first one. This is from another album. This is another album given to me. I was sort of wandering around the sort of central section where you go if you're a delegate for the conference. And normally, I mean, in a couple of years ago, I managed to blag loads of fantastic CDs, and of course, including Chinese Man. And I was wearing a Chinese Man T-shirt just the other day when this woman came up to me and says, "Oh, I saw them. They're fantastic. Have you considered this band?" And gave it to me. This is a band called Z-Star. 60 Tons EP is the promotional copy I've got in my hand. I believe they are based in Brighton, but I think they've got sort of American connections as well. I'm not 100% sure. Quote on the front from Jimmy Page says, "A force of nature." Well, let's listen to this then. This is Z-Star and Tons of Love. You can see why Jamie Page would like them, wouldn't you? Because that's rather Zeppelin-esque in many ways. Z-Star is the title of the artist or band, a little four-piece band. 16 Tons EP is definitely worth checking out, and that is Tons of Love. You can find them at Z-Star or ZStarMusic.com. Based out of Brighton, as are this band from the EP that I was mentioning before called The Tipping Point. This is a band called Eyes, I-Y-E-S, and the track's called Daddy. That was Eyes, that's I-Y-E-S, from Brighton, and a track called Daddy. You can find them at weareeyes.com. Very good. I well enjoyed that, actually. I sort of think the whole Brighton scene is still alive and kicking and doing really, really good stuff. Now, there's another artist on here that I'm not quite sure whether they're from London or from Brighton. I suspect they might be from a bit of both, actually. It wouldn't be at all surprised if they had some people from Brighton and some people from London in the lineup. But they're called Eliza and the Bear. I think I have heard the name before down in Brighton. You can find them at elizabottonthemandthebear.com. And this is a track called Upon the North. Eliza and the Bear, very nice indeed. Upon the North is that particular band, that particular track rather, and elizaandthebear.com is where you'll find them. Definitely worth checking out. I think if I see them advertised in Brighton, I might just definitely worth checking them out indeed, because good stuff. Now, also on this Tipping Point EP, but seemingly coming from Glasgow, I'm not quite sure whether he's based in Glasgow in the past, or he comes from Glasgow and still lives in Brighton. This is a band or an artist called Sega Bodega, and a track called Tuomi. We'll be right back. Different sound again. That was Tuomi by Sega Bodega. You can find them on the name of segabodega.co.uk. Based out of Glasgow, possibly, possibly spending some time in Brighton at this very moment in time. I just don't know. And quite frankly, I don't care. Anyway, that has been your 14 tracks. Hope you've enjoyed them this week. It has been a real collection of different sort of sounds from what I normally play, but then that's always is when I go to Great Escape, but get some different inputs, which is always a nice thing. And I was actually talking to Alejandro Moran, based out of Honduras. He's one of our many listeners, and he was telling me he was eager to become a bit of a podcaster, so we're sort of going to try and guide him into the way of podcasting, not quite the way I do podcasting, but I'm sure the way he would like to do podcasting, which is exactly what we want, open to do their own thing. So that will come pretty soon. So in the meantime, I promised them I'd play on this track. This is Ludog from Braunschweig in Germany, and music, which, let's face it, is the only reason we're here. See you soon, folks.
I said, sometimes the music just takes over. It even happens to me when I'm totally sober. And if it would be a woman, I swear I'd love her. Love her for being a genius. Sometimes the music just takes over. It even happens to me when I'm totally sober. And if it would be a woman, I swear I'd love her. Love her for being a genius. When I walk down the street, concrete jungle is so deep. There's so much pressure pulling me down that I can hardly move my feet. When people say words in trouble, all I say is indeed. And I'm not sure about a thing that I will kill myself, cause I believe. But when I hear this sweet music, have no fear, I'm gonna choose it. Instead I bite in the dust, cause I just don't wanna lose it. Cause when you die you get deaf, cause that's the problem that I have. Committing suicide, so I do it right. And I got no choice but to choose the life. Cause sometimes the music just takes over. It even happens to me when I'm totally sober. When if it would be a woman, I swear I'd love her. Love her for being a genius. Talking about women, yesterday I met this beautiful girl. She came over to me smiling and shaking her golden curls. She said, boy, I've been looking for a guy like you all over the world. Won't you come to my flat? I got a surprise you could get. So first I thought, wanna take the chance, but then I just remember my plans to meet a couple friends and go to a reggae dance. So I said, sorry girl, I'd like to hang out, but I think I need to go. You're beautiful, there is no doubt, but I need to see the show. Cause sometimes the music just takes over. It even happens to me when I'm totally sober. And if it would be a woman, I swear I'd love her. Love her for being a genius. Music. Every day and every night, oh, we love music.
and makes our day so bright. Precious. I said music, music is so priceless. 'Cause music, music is the one thing I love. 'Cause music, music is what life is. So I said music, music is so precious. I said music, music is so priceless. Oh, music, music is the one thing I love. 'Cause music, music is what life is.